A couple of kilometres down the hill from the Alhambra is the Camino de Ronda, a long, wide boulevard stretching from one side of town to the other. It's lined with hundreds of shops and cafes. This was once the busiest road in Granada, the commercial centre, but no longer. 5 years ago, the town began constructing a new metro system. Now, the road is one enormous building site. Metal barriers fence off huge holes in the ground, mounds of gravel, and blocks of concrete. But the work itself has ground to a halt.
It was a good idea. It was going to make it more accessible for villagers to reach the city centre, on the point that it's a small city. There's no highway, and there's loads of traffic jams in peak hours. Yeah?
Henry O'Connell Sanchez was born on this street, and today he runs an English academy here. What began with good intentions, he says, has turned into a nightmare.
It was meant to be a great avenue. It was full of trees. It was beautiful. You could have a nice walk through, just have a look. There's not going to be any trees. It's just a lump of concrete here, yes? And the businesses, you just have to look around. They're all closing down, or they've already closed. We're talking about people who have been working here all their lives in these streets, and there's no businesses whatsoever. Instead of making it easier for the citizens, I mean, it's just become some kind of fight.
That fight is with the regional authorities here. They've run out of money. The knock-on effects are devastating. Hundreds of local businesses along the street have closed since the project began. And now that work on the metro has stopped, hundreds more workers have been laid off. It's another bitter blow for the construction industry, which has already borne the brunt of the crisis in Spain.
You see, Antonio Redondo, soy trabajador de la construcción, soy albañil.
My name is Antonio Redondo. I'm a construction worker. I've been on the dole for 2 years, and the state has stopped paying me benefits.
And that meant he couldn't pay his mortgage. The bank said they would repossess his house, and due to a peculiarity of Spanish mortgage law, he would be left not just homeless, but with a €100,000 debt to the bank. In desperation, Antonio sought help from Stop Evictions, an offshoot group of the 15th of May protest movement.
The group came with me to a meeting with the bank manager, and he wasn't interested in offering any solution, so we left very angry and decided to prepare a different option. We found someone to sing and play the guitar and someone else to dance. We made lots of signs. About 50 of us met up one Friday and went into the bank, singing in defence of our right not to be thrown out into the street.
What was the reaction of the people in the bank?
The manager just sat there in his chair, staring at his computer and holding his telephone.
And what happened after that?
That was Friday. On the Monday, the bank called and said they were open to negotiations.
Antonio is still in his house a month later. He's about to sign a deal. The bank will probably keep the house, but crucially, Antonio won't be lumbered with the €100,000 debt. In Granada's beautiful Plaza del Carmen, Antonio's friends in the protest movement discuss their successes and passionately debate how to achieve their aims. The traditional parties, they tell me, are the problem, not the solution. Policies of austerity are failing. A radical alternative, they insist, is the only solution.